Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
All right, put that sugar down. Now, come on, Michelle.
No.
You know better than that.
Do not take my sugar away from me. As in wine? Oh. Is it 1 o'clock yet? Okay.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm telling you right now, it's just un-American not to have sugar cravings, especially if you're a woman. And Dr. Sarah Gottfried, the author of The Hormone Cure and a board-certified obstetrician and gynecologist, who is a Harvard-trained specialist in integrative medicine, is here to really give us some tips and tools to be able to manage and navigate sugar craving. So, Dr. Gottfried, welcome to Her Radio. What is this thing with sugar cravings? Why do women seem to have this issue?
Why are we having them? Boy, that's the big question of the hour. And is wine really a sugar craving?
It definitely is. I think of wine as liquid sugar, but I can also tell you that I enjoy wine as well, and I can explain how to make that work. You know, sugar cravings are so interesting. I see them not as some moral failing, but rather as a symptom of what's going on beneath the surface in your body. And I want to say first and foremost to our listeners, it's not you, it's your hormones. It's your happy brain chemicals that might be depleted. So what are the most common reasons why you have sugar cravings? Well, number one, high cortisol. Cortisol is that stress hormone. It's the thing that a lot of mainstream doctors don't test for, and I think it's so important to test for it. I like to test for it in the blood or the saliva. Number two, low serotonin. Now, serotonin is that happy brain chemical in charge of mood, appetite, and sleep. Women have about half the serotonin as men. That's why I think we suffer more from sugar cravings. So those are some of the common reasons, the root cause of why you have sugar cravings. We also know, and this is based on cutting-edge data, that some women are more prone to addiction to sugar. It just lights up the brain, a certain part of the brain, the addictive part of the brain, like a Christmas tree. And I think those who are listening to us can really feel that, you know, when sugar just makes you feel like you're all lit up.
No one knows better than Pam about this lighting up of the brain.
Well, you know, this is why when I wrote my book, The Hunger Fix, which is the first consumer book on food and addiction, it became a New York Times bestseller in 5 days flat, because people really related to this National Institutes of Health data that was found to be so convincing and compelling and is just growing by the day, showing that when you do have exposure to refined sugar, and I say refined sugar, that we find that in the reward center there are organic changes in dopamine receptors, and in addition, in vulnerable brains, obviously not in everyone's, but in vulnerable brains, what you actually do is set up an addictive cycle. We found that refined sugar is more addictive than cocaine, morphine, and heroin. And this is very, very powerful data that we have to work around. So if you take a woman who's going through perimenopause and all the rest of it, or a woman at any age, if you're premenstrual, and you're stressed out of your brain, obviously you're going to be reaching for the bad stuff. So there you have it. So we're both on the same page, Dr. Gottfried, and I'm glad to see that all of these books are supporting one another. So how about those ways to kick the craving? Go for it. What's that first one we want to be able to do?
Well, I appreciate so much, Dr. Peek, the work that you've done. You just have blazed a trail here, and I'm so grateful to you. So here's the first tip that I would give to someone in my practice. I would say start with protein for breakfast. Eat it within 30 minutes of waking up, and I recommend somewhere around 25 to 35 grams of protein in that meal. Now, I start my day with a shake, with a protein shake, and that stabilizes my blood sugar and eliminates the sugar cravings all day long. So number one, eat protein for breakfast within 30 minutes. That helps you also with your insulin and your leptin. Those are two other hormones that are involved in your sugar cravings besides cortisol. Number two is fiber. Fiber. I feel like fiber is not one of those glamorous supplements, but as a woman, you need 35 to 45 grams a day. Yeah. And most people need to add additional fiber beyond the vegetables that they're getting so that it stabilizes their blood sugar. It also helps you with cortisol. It also helps you get rid of the bad estrogens. So it's like, you know, knocking out three birds with one stone. Number three, cut out the peas. Now, these are the refined carbohydrates that you were just talking about, Dr. Peek. I think of the peas as pizza, pasta, processed foods, pastries. You got to just cut them out. You got to cut them out cold turkey and swap them for something better. Number four, sleep. Oh, my gosh. Women who sleep 6 hours or less per night have high cortisol in the morning. That makes you eat more, crave sugar like crazy, and it's also linked to a higher risk of diabetes. And then number five, I want to really say again about insulin. It's so important to reset your insulin and reset your cortisol. There's so many different ways to do it. I think mindfulness and hitting the pause button is a really important piece because, let's face it, so many women eat sugar to treat their emotional discomfort, to treat their pain, maybe related to the low serotonin. And so we need to find other solutions. You know, maybe it's calling a girlfriend or taking a hot detox bath with Epsom salt or using your smartphone or iPhone to do something like the heart math, heart rate variability training, some way to hit the pause button. Because usually, you know, for those of you who are listening who go to yoga once a week, that's just not enough.
Yeah, no, that's me. And I think, I mean, as Pam will say, moving, you know, exercise, doing something where you're, you know, physically releasing some of the cortisol, right? Isn't that a really critical piece in all this that you've got to get up and get moving?
Oh, movement is so important. And, you know, this is one of the things I learned from my great-grandmother, who was a bit of a radical and didn't believe that you find the answer to health in a pill bottle. And she taught me that the way that you eat, move, think, and supplement are that's the key to health. So I totally agree with you, although there's a tricky part there too, Michelle. I love exercise. I'm a bit of a cortisol junkie, right? Your mess becomes your message. And if you are like me, I'm a runner. I like spin class. And those things actually raise my cortisol higher, which can then make you have more sugar cravings. So adaptive exercise is often better. Things like Pilates and yoga and, you know, just really developing body awareness rather than just forcing yourself to push too hard with exercise.
Right. Well, you know, there's a fine line. You know, I'm an athlete. I'm a triathlete, and I'm also a runner. And the bottom line is you just find that one place where, you know, a lot of us who are more athletic have learned to be able to regulate our appetites and hunger relative to performance. And so that's a little bit different, but, you know, to your point, you know, moderate physical activity. I mean, you don't need the Olympics here, for crying out loud. The number one form of physical activity that really works out there is walking and adding in some brisk walking here and there and everywhere. If you see a hill, they'll break out in hives. You know, just have some fun and adventure and joy and try to turn this into something other than, you know, a boot camp march. And, you know, obviously combine it with other wonderful things. So this is just wonderful. I just love these tips and tools and techniques. And we want to thank you so much, Dr. Sarah Gottfried, who is the author of The Hormone Cure. And go to thehormonecurebook.com to learn more. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Five ways to kick the cravings: protein, fiber, cutting out the peas like pizza, sleep, and insulin are all important. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.